Welcome to the English language version of the audio walk Zwischentage by the group Ruhrorte. My name is Vanya. I will accompany you from your current point of view, the advertising pillar of the Ruhrtriennale, via the Gelsenkirchen main station to the Jahrhunderthalle in Bochum. It will take you about 60 minutes to get there. Part of the way we will walk, another part we will take the tram. Our audio walk Zwischentage is divided into individual tracks. Currently, you are on the first track. On the way, I will inform you again and again at which point you should start the next track. Then please click on the next track in the menu. Sometimes my request to click on will cause you to interrupt the running track. This is because our journey sometimes goes faster and sometimes slower. Don't worry, you can listen to what you missed later, if you like. You are currently at the bicycle parking lot of Metropolrad Ruhr. What does metropolis mean here? We are in a landscape of densely branched cities, which in their present form have only arisen because of industrial coal mining and the steel industry. This audio walk is about life in the Ruhr region today, 3 years after the last coal mine was closed. People no longer work and live underground, but rather in between, after yesterday, but still before the new tomorrow. The word metropolis is in the air as a promise. For our audio walk Zwischentage, we spoke with various interview partners about their lives in the Ruhr region and about how one moves between all the delicate shades of grey on uncertain ground. And now we want to invite you on this journey to listen to the voices and to look for the subtleties of the area. On your way to Bochum, you will take the tram line 302. Your journey has already begun. Take a few steps. A spacious square opens up in front of you. Look around. The bicycle station and the advertising pillar are behind you. A few steps from here, you will find the octagonal entrance sign to the Bahnhof Center. Please start walking now, passing under the octagonal sign and into the shopping arcade towards the main station. As you do so, you will hear a song sung by Azad Helis. He is one of the musicians we spoke to and who played for us. You will hear them again later.
هاي جزيرة بوطام هاي كاسكي أماريا على ورنا بيالي هاي كاسكي حماويا على هرنا بيالي هاي ثم جزيرة
You have now arrived at the station forecourt. You see a blue sign with a U. It says Stadtbahn. This is the right place. If you have a ticket for the Ruhrtriennale, the ride with the tram is included. If you still need a ticket, please pause this track and buy a ticket here at the ticket machine to the station Westpark in Bochum. We want to take the line 302 towards Bochum. It leaves every 8 to 10 minutes. Now walk down the stairs that lead to the subway. You can also use the escalator. You are not in a hurry. Take your time. Once at the bottom, take the train on the right. If possible, find a window seat facing the direction of travel. However, please keep your distance and don't forget to wear a mouth-nose covering. When the tram starts moving again, start the next track with the number 2. You may have to wait. Look around. You are about 20 meters below the surface. You see other people waiting here. Coal mining in the Ruhr area took hundreds of thousands of workers down to 1,000 meters underground every day. But this work no longer exists. What are the people here supposed to do instead when they no longer devote their lives to processing coal and steel? The answer is called Strukturwandel, structural change. But it's not entirely clear what exactly that means. Can you see the structural change? Did you perceive it just now, standing in the square in front of the Bahnhof Center? Gelsenkirchen's main train station was renovated because of the 2006 Men's Soccer World Cup. You will forget the color and shape of the walls that surround you now. But do you still remember the year 2006? Have you been to Germany at that time? Do you remember German flags and public soccer viewings? The train usually stops a little further ahead. So take a few steps in the direction of the elevator. When the train arrives, get on and find a window seat facing the direction of travel. As soon as the train closes its doors and starts moving again, please start the next track with the number 2. You're not going to your workplace in heavy industry, but maybe to another program item of the Ruhrtriennale Festival. Is that the structural change you would like to see? The one we would like to see? Some of these changes are planned and desired. They are often called structural change. Sometimes they come with large subsidies. Other changes are marked by decay and dreariness. The tabloid press writes about them and makes reports about so-called hotspots or no-go areas. In between, there is a lot of space for ideas and life plans that often remain invisible and are hardly noticed. Or who or what do you see here? What do you think you see? The main reason that many people settled here were the jobs in coal mining and steel production. But there were also manufacturing and processing plants in other industries. Here in Gelsenkirchen, thousands of women worked in the textile industry after World War II. In the course of time, there was great international price pressure from the so-called low-wage countries. From then on, it was no longer profitable to produce and process textile goods in Gelsenkirchen, similar to the case of coal. All this no longer exists here. The ground on which these cities stand was literally hollowed out and filled with concrete. Coal mining and textile industry now take place elsewhere. But there is still us. And you. We are still here. Now, when the tram arrives, get on and find a window seat facing the direction of travel. As soon as the tram closes its doors and starts moving, please start the next track with the number 2. Will the other people at the stop notice that this is not your everyday routine? Or is it? We are waiting for the tram 302. In former times, it was only called Line 2. It connects Gelsenkirchen and Bochum. 100 years ago, that would have been a day's journey. Almost 60 years ago, a so-called coal crisis was identified for the first time in the Ruhr region. The mines produced more coal than they could sell. And soon after, the first ones closed down because of a lack of profits. And because many people were, and still are, so attached to their work, the result of the coal crisis was then called Zechensterben, or coal mine death. However, a sudden end of the coal and steel industry was not politically feasible. For this reason, coal mining in the Ruhr region was extensively subsidized by the public sector. Which is why its disappearance took decades. Since the 1950s, however, it has been clear that the Ruhr region would and must change. In the course of this, local transportation was expanded. In the 1970s, subway sections were built in the larger cities. Now people could finally work in neighboring towns or districts, and no longer had to live directly across the street from the factory. But the prices for local transport are absurdly high, still to this day. That's where you stand now. When the tram finally arrives, get on and, if possible, find a window seat facing the direction of travel. Start the next track with number 2 when the doors have closed and the ride begins.